so that you may begin in great wisdom. When things around you are broken, it does not mean that you should break them some more. Great warriors have fought for what little you do have, and you have to protect it, cherish it, and keep building and repairing. Look at you. You spent years in school, tricked into thinking that memorization was a form of education. And now you are poor, desperate, alone, and things around you make so little sense that you want them desecrated. But you were supposed to fight for authentic education, so that the world around you becomes more knowledgeable and wiser and more beautiful. Mediocrity and lies took much from you. Knowledge, wisdom, dignity, self-control, joy and laughter, and even love of life. Not to mention what inheriting your culture from movies did to you. Many of you are now in the wrong places, and some of you have traveled for decades. You do not kneel to give your destroyers more, because they will take everything from you, every bit of it, including yourself. For all the tricks and the sleeves of madmen who sold the world, they must continue lying, constantly, all the time. Lies, lies, lies. But you just need a single trip to the ancient trails, this time with hundreds of narrated adventure, science, and philosophy books. And you are back, and you are whole, and the liars lose their hold on you. If you are in North America, there are three powerful trails that combine to what is called the Triple Crown. The Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. Bring a three-season tent, bunch of duct tape too, your backpack, your home and your burden, but also sausages. It is sure to rain. You will get wet. There may be snow, and you will be cold. It will feel like hell sometimes. But I can tell parts of you are smiling already. Be good to the mice. Most of the hikers are much filthier. The mice are just desperate, the way you once were. When all the lies and manipulations and cheaters and pretenders had you wrapped in a cocoon. This is not just about the trail. Were the other warriors already there? Though in time you will bow to each other and grant each other helpful trail magic without asking for anything in return. It is about how the great beings from your narrated books will yield their culture unto you. It was never about philosophy, you know. That word was always meant to be simple. It was always about the culture you inherit and the paths that you resume as a result. Though both are beautiful, wisdom is to culture of greatness, as memorization is to comprehension. The culture of greatness, of beings ennobled by their deeds, who set an angle and kept rising until they became great beings, will transform you. It was not just the knowledge and wisdom. It was always about the culture of decency, dignity, integrity, and greatness. On these great trails, deep beneath the stars, you will discover that what you once held dear as your highest of heights was just your first step. Now, a creature of the stars, you are changed. To love the world, you will have to learn to trust others. And in order for them to become trustworthy, they too must rise to greatness. All of you must make that journey, that ancient quest. You must uncloud your minds on the trails. There, you will discover or rediscover your health and all of your clarity, your strength, your wisdom, and your path towards greatness. The path that the older you will be grateful that you took. Go now. You have shopping to do. The lifeline you are on no longer runs true. Go get your boots and thick socks, your pack, and do not forget the snacks to make tasty trail mix with. Please take this seriously. So many of you do not learn until it is the end of your days that you are each meant to grow all the way up and become a great being. Your beautiful mind demands a full, authentic start to ignite and bloom. Go! Go discover it. Do it now. Do it for your older self. You have a whole lifetime ahead of you.